educate the young men and women who participate in the active and reserve forces, and it would improve the quality of recruits. Do you think that the Montgomery GI Bill has been successful in these two areas?
I really think so. The Montgomery GI Bill is doing well. Only a week ago, 95% of the new recruits coming into the different services that we have signed up for the Montgomery GI Bill. The way the bill came about was back in 1984. We had an educational program for young recruits and young military, but it wasn't working. When anybody signed up for it, you just put some money up with the government, and the government didn't match it much for educational after you got out of the military or at a later date. And in the early 80s, we were not really getting the quality we needed in the military, especially in the Army, to do the job. There was a statistic that came out back in those days that about 55% of the Army could just read above the eighth grade, and that was frightening. So we came up with the Montgomery GI Bill, which I worked on very hard. We started in back in 81 or 82, but it just took a lot of time. Nobody was really supporting us. And finally what we came up with was that it's not free, but it's good educational benefits. It will give the person who signed up for 3 years active duty military will get over $420 a month to go to school for 36 months. This was actually designed after World War II when we came up with the GI Bill, and we gave educational benefits free. We gave home loans to help individuals start businesses after World War II. But this does not come to the individual soldier, or sailor, or Marine, or a military person free. They have to pay $100 a month for 12 months to get the Montgomery GI Bill, and then they will get the $420 a month for 36 months. I hope these people will use the GI Bill. They need education to get ahead in this country. Not only does this give you a four-year Bachelor of Science degree, but under the Montgomery GI Bill, you can get a master's, a PhD degree, if that's what you would like to get. The program has been totally successful. Over 2 million young men and women since we started the program in July of 1985. Over 2 million young men and women have signed up for the Montgomery GI Bill, are going to school, and we hope they go to school and use these benefits. Now, under this legislation, for the first time, the National Guard and Reserve also get these benefits. They get about $190 a month for 36 months, but they don't have to put up any money. And these educational benefits for them there, they have to sign up for 6 years in the National Guard and Reserve. But it certainly is a good program for the reserves. And overall, I'm very proud of the GI Bill. It's doing well.
The House recently passed a welfare reform bill. What do you think of it?
I like it. I voted for it. You know, there might be some areas that I would like to change, but as I understand it now, the Senate this week has passed their welfare reform bill. The two houses have to get together, the Senate and the House, and to work out a bill to send to President Clinton. Now, I hope he doesn't back off, but he said he wanted welfare reform. Now, we send him this bill. I hope he'll sign it. One thing the American people say, whether you're liberal, conservative, moderate, no matter what your race is or color, you think we ought to do something about welfare and welfare reform. So this is a step in the right direction to make basically what the House bill does. It makes people get off of welfare after 5 years. They have to go to work. They have to kind of find a job right away. It doesn't hurt children. So as a whole, it's a pretty good bill, and I hope we can pass it.
Thank you, Congressman. This has been Congressman Sonny Montgomery's Weekly Radio Report from Washington.